These are the news headlines from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. These headlines are brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories from September 8th of 1920. I'm Larry Drayfull. Indications are that the valuations for property in the community has declined, with the result being a loss of some $2,500,000 in value. The factors leading to the losses in value included the elimination of tax holdings of the YMCA and YWCA, as well as fire losses and investments in non-taxable securities, notably Liberty Bonds. Charles Lowry, Kane County Clerk, estimated there would be a tax rate of $7 per $100 of assessed value, the highest rate Elgin has seen. The worst mix-up ever in the history of the Milk Producers Cooperative. The board is split on the actions of the current leadership in regard to allowing new members on the board and taking actions that are not supported by another faction. The two parties remain at odds, with the call for the new faction to have the old guard removed from leadership. The current board is being presided over by James Love and supported by F.H. Reese, R.T. Holt, W.J. Kittle, and Robert Oman. Recent actions by Federal Judge Landris in Chicago decreasing the wage of those in the construction trade has had an impact on Elgin workers and is still being processed. According to local realty transactions, they are increasing, and there is considerable discussion about the likelihood of a building boom in Elgin among union tradesmen, realtors, architects, and contractors. With suggestions made that Dundee was among the wettest spots in the U.S., Federal Prohibition Commissioner John Callender, William Remmer, Carl Arndt, Louis Stoller, Henry Lorenz, and Miss Kelly were arrested. All were taken to a lockup in Chicago following complaints of the West Dundee residents. Herman Arndt fled the scene and is still at large. Considerable evidence was retrieved from the subjects' homes both east and west of the Fox in Dundee. Those were some of the headline stories from the Elgin's News of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, check the Elgin Area Historical Society on the web at www.elginhistory.org.